The drones hitting the Kyiv region for a second consecutive night are not strategically decisive in the way a ground offensive would be, but they matter for two reasons. First, the human toll and infrastructure degradation, power systems, water, civilian shelter, is cumulative. Second, sustained drone campaigns against a capital city are a psychological instrument. They are meant to communicate that nowhere is safe, that the war has no sanctuary.
Russia's drone production and deployment capacity has expanded significantly since 2022. Early in the war, Western analysts thought attrition would degrade Russian capabilities faster than it has. What we've seen instead is an adaptive industrial response, Iran-supplied Shahds initially, but increasingly domestic production variants. The two-night campaign against Kyiv fits a pattern of surge attacks intended to overwhelm air defense coverage.
Ukraine's air defense has gotten meaningfully better over the course of this war, and there's been real technology transfer from Western partners. But coverage is never perfect, and the math of intercepting large swarms is brutal. Each interceptor missile costs more than each drone it's shooting down. That economic equation favors the attacker in a sustained campaign.
Now here's the tension that Western officials are quietly surfacing. Even as Russia escalates warnings against the UK and France over missile technology sharing with Ukraine, suggesting possible retaliation, intelligence assessments reportedly indicate Putin is genuinely trying to avoid a direct NATO confrontation. Those two things seem contradictory until you understand that threatening and doing are different tools in the same kit.
The rhetorical escalation serves domestic and international audiences simultaneously. Domestically, Putin needs to show he's not backing down in the face of Western material support for Ukraine. Internationally, the threats are designed to make Western governments hesitate, to introduce friction into the decision-making process around what weapons to supply and in what quantities.
But, and this is the critical nuance, if Western officials are right that he genuinely wants to avoid a NATO Article 5 trigger, then the threats are bounded. They're a negotiating instrument, not a commitment. The danger is miscalculation. If one side reads the other's caution as weakness rather than deliberate restraint, you can slide into escalation that neither party actually intended.
What strikes me about the Kyiv drone campaign in this context is that it's calibrated to inflict pain without crossing the thresholds that would force a NATO response. Attacking civilian infrastructure in a non-NATO country is horrific, but it's legally and strategically different from attacking a NATO member's territory or forces. Russia has learned where those lines are and is operating right up against them.
For Europe, this is the seventh consecutive month of living with that calibration. The fatigue factor is real. And the upcoming midterms in the US, which we'll discuss shortly, have a direct bearing on American support for Ukraine funding, which in turn shapes the battlefield math. These things are not separate stories.